Matthew is the next inquirer, asker of data. How do you explain to Protestants why Catholic priests are not permitted to be married?
Well, some of them are. In some of the Eastern rites of the Church, there are Catholic priests who are married. And even in the Latin rite of the Church, there are a few, typically men who've been ministers in other Christian communions, such as the Anglican Communion, and then become Catholics and then been ordained priests. Mm-hmm. But there, for the most part, priests in the Latin rite are not married. And the reasons for that are two. Now, sometimes you'll hear people offer the practical reason that it frees them up for ministry. And that's true. It's a lot easier to get an emergency call in principle from an unmarried Catholic priest than it is from someone who's married and has to get out of the house and deal with children and a spouse and all that. Because families are a drain on one's time. You have to devote energy to the people who you have those responsibilities and commitments to. And so to the extent you have to devote time to your family, which you must do in yeah. order to be a someone who's fulfilling his role as a husband and father, you don't have time available for serving other people. And so there is a practical advantage to having a celibate clergy, and that may be part of St. Paul's thinking when he, for example, tells St. Timothy to be a good soldier for Christ and not to get entangled in civilian affairs, which would presumably include things like having a family. We also know that Paul himself recommended celibacy, and not just for ministers, but he certainly practiced it himself, and he makes a point of that in his epistles. Now, as far, that covers the practical side of things, but there's another side of things that needs to be considered as well, because it's not purely for practical reasons. There's also a spiritual dimension to it, because Christ himself was celibate. I mean, mm-hmm. that's why the Church is the mystical bride of Christ. There was no literal Mrs. Jesus. And
Mrs. Christ, I believe.
Either way. And so Jesus himself was celibate, and by being celibate, priests and others, including nuns, conform themselves to the state of Christ in a certain respect, and they conform themselves to the final state of mankind, because in the next age, as Jesus taught us, we're neither going to marry nor be given in marriage, and so we're all going to be celibate in the end. We're going to mm-hmm. be able to be devoted exclusively to the love and service of God the way that Jesus was, and yeah. By participating in that now, priests and other celibate individuals are able to experience part of the coming age, even in the present age.